Just want to touch on this story that was, and Oisin Coughlin, many thanks. I let you go there because I just want to put this to our TDs present. That story in the front of the Independent today, we know we're all talking about energy prices. And now we read today that actually the one class of people who are not worried about energy prices would be TDs, because you can actually put your bills in against the an allowance of more than €20,000 that will pay your energy bills.
Well, I'll answer that if you like. We get an allowance to run our offices and we receipt everything. So the fact that a certain amount would come off that, it's the state pays one way or the other. There's no benefit to an individual TD. I mean, this is about how we run our offices.
And some of your domestic bills as well, apparently.
I believe that can be the case. Certainly it isn't for me, but maybe for others if they use their offices during COVID or whatever. That's the same for everybody. You make it sound like TDs are making up special rules for themselves. They're not.
Somebody in another office isn't able to put in their ESB bill and vouch it against expenses.
Businesses can.
Not only.
Yeah, but the expense is paid by the taxpayer in the first place. There's no monetary benefit to anybody in the system. So if
there's a monetary benefit to the TD who doesn't have to deal with the energy bill coming in the
door. But the TD doesn't pay for it. The state pays for it in the first place. We send in our receipts and they are paid for through the
taxpayer. The taxpayer, yeah. When we say the state.
The taxpayer pays to run my office for the heat and the light. The fact, yes.
Okay, yeah, just in two, I literally am over time now, Paul Murphy.
The central issue here is that we need to move to a fully vouched system of expenses with everyone, not just a random selection of TDs being kind of checked.
It is fully vouched.
But that one is fully vouched, but a small minority of TDs have their allowances actually checked in terms of their receipts and so on. It's only 10% of TDs. It should all be fully vouched and it should all be checked.
Okay, that's it. We are over time. I can't let you in there, Martin Hayden.